What is it about loneliness that tastes so good? It smells like sea salt and vomit, yet we love it like it was Swiss chocolate. And here comes serendipity in her full naked glory, taking the place of any planned sorrow. Heartbreak is only a heartbeat away, she quips. There is that elastic moment when the phone rings that will take me either to my love or to a telemarketer from Illinois who wants to give me a condo in Bermuda, if only I would. It's about the evening you realize you are pregnant and you'll never be alone again, and nothing is lonelier than that. It's about the evening you wake, dreaming, and hear his breath, soft as 900 grade sandpaper on clay almost dry enough to fire. And nowhere is more beautiful than that. Beethoven's Für Elise on a sunny day when you should be outside, but you want to pretend it's gray out there. Wine and stale crackers instead of homemade soup. Pillows and books and blankets amidst the decaying smoke air and dying plants. Its elegant flavor on my palate like fine brie with caviar. Knowing all the while, it's only saltines and yellow American cheese. Lonely is an inside movement. Nova Scotian. Scraggy as the green, gray, rocky shoreline. The old man with his dirty cap askew walks his brown, scruffy, limping dog up the stony path. The ragged stubble and the sinking skin of a life mirror the rocky coastline and the slow, inevitable tide. And the limping brown dog whose beard is turning white lifts his leg, and the old man scratches the ass of his dark blue work pants and thinks, I will take him on the boat today. Too old to bark at sky rats, too tired to chase anything. He looks up at the old man and thinks, home. Weathered red paint of the fishing shacks cracking into view, and the old man sees them. This is how they've always been, and nothing I will do can change them. Children question his deep, long lines, and young men answer them, saying, someday I'll know what he knows. And young girls think, I wish he were my father. And women, ripe for life, think, someday a man like that will love me. A poem for dirt. I would love to write about winter rain and gloaming and sunrise happy mornings, or the spring smells of bulbs cracking through thawed surfaces. Admittedly, however, the nostalgic smell of diesel fuel carries my images and metaphors. Windblown hair on stormy streetlight nights, ducking through life anonymously, peacefully. When I think of dirt, I think of worms and birds eating them, and of cats eating birds, coyotes eating cats, wondering if people really eat cats, thinking, how odd that there is no one to eat us. Feeding dirt, raindrops are for dancing along car windows and train windows, furiously trying to escape the inevitable, like being eaten by the sun. Rain turns nakedly to ice crystals, powerful as hammers, or warm water carried in cells of porous membranes. We are fluid. Floating, then ripped from the liquid, no wonder babies cry. It's the transience that terrifies. Crepuscular awakenings itching like late afternoon coffee, or like cocktails before noon. The outer edge of fury and remorse. Dusk is my favorite. Glow time. When even silver halide produces beauty in negative. Light caresses rusty metal, turning junk into treasure and time for it to disappear for the bat's arrival. alive in the in-between, watching them dart around, quiets me. It's all a ball of dirt. The warming smell of fresh green shoots, the seemingly sacrificial mounds of chipmunks, the watery mix that dresses cars with brown spotted lace, all are life and dirt. At sunrise, when the first moments of awareness stab like gentle acupuncture needles, I wander through the envelope of our embrace before I try and imagine how many times this has already happened in today's all over the world. November. Lake Michigan looms outside the frost and fog. Don't worry, you don't need to have been to Michigan to see it. Picture that gleeful bastard, Winter, chasing Demeter underground, Persephone waiting in sweatpants and a pomegranate-stained hoodie. Picture blue-glazed water cold enough to kill. Picture tardy geese frozen in place. You don't need to go there to see it. Picture the tomorrow of our discontent. We chink, chink, chink with our ice picks of art to free one stupid goose. And it matters to that one. It matters.